Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Howdy do.
If I'm loud or I'm right. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm Jimmy Calloway.
Jeffrey Berner.
And, Jimmy Calloway.
And you're listening to If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
That's right.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
To If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
That's right.
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
Thank you.
I'm Jeffrey Berner. And what we do on this show is we debate the real issues.
The
Jeffrey Berner.
The Calloway issues.
Jeffrey Berner.
I'm sorry.
Jeffrey Berner. So what you do on this show?
Right.
If I'm loud or I'm right.
Yes.
With us.
Thank you.
With us is our new permanent moderator.
Well, before yeah.
Right, before we
get into that,
we kiss this person on the cheeks.
Right.
But we should get into what happened to our previous moderator.
Yes.
A Mr.
Dear sweet Vincent
O'Malley. Yes.
Vincent. Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Yes.
It's like a Gaelic thing.
Yes. You put on a kilt, as you can see, I wore to prepare to pronounce his name.
Uh huh. Take it easy.
Okay,
easy,
no longer wearing the kilt.
Seeing the shirt, you know what you're doing, you saw the shirt, and you're going to town on it.
No! The listeners can see the shirt, and they know
like
that the
listeners podcast, can't right? Stop looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, it's a vaudeville, it doesn't
it's a vaudeville
so cast. What happened to Vince O'Malley?
It's a vaudeville podcast.
It's a vaudcast.
Say, Mr. Burner!
Hey there, what's going on there? So,
how there's a baby on the curtain!
So... what happened to Vince what happened to Vince O'Malley is, Vince is unfortunately no longer moderator, because it turns out, Vince was lying to us, by which I mean we falsely made an assumption about him, and,
That's still in the same spirit.
Yeah, and,
which I don't care for.
Yeah, turns out the assumption wasn't true. Any who's he what's it, turns out, that Vince doesn't have telepathy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Similar to how we hired Shane Brennan because we assumed that he was Samuel Jackson with an eye patch.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's starting to look like we're going to have to recruit people with superpowers all by ourselves.
You know, the thing I have the problem the most with here is that we're mixing up the X-Men with the Avengers, which I don't really... Unless it's a major Marvel event like Avengers versus X-Men or House of M or something along those lines.
I've heard of these things.
Can you hand me my boater so we can introduce...
Oh, absolutely. Here.
Our
here
new
it is.
Moderator, thank you.
You know what always confuses me? Is
What's
it,
that?
Is it X-Force?
Currently anonymous person.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I want to hear X-Force. What this currently anonymous person has to say about X-Force.
Yeah. Is it X-Force or is it Justice League? That always confuses me. You know what I mean?
In what regard? Do they both exist? Yes.
Yeah, dude. Like, are they both real things?
Yes.
Always confuses me.
Of course they're real things. Why would I dedicate my entire life to this point?
Hey, you just tuned into that comic book-based podcast that Jimmy used to have.
Welcome to Comic Tyrant. I'm Tyrus McGowan.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Calloway.
And I'm Vince O'Malley.
Hey, Vince. Wait, we got rid of you. You get out of here.
Oh, I'm Vince O'Malley.
Toy.
Hey, he's after me Lucky Charms.
Oh, I beat my wife. Eat potatoes.
So with us now is our new permanent moderator, Mr. Dallas McLaughlin, everyone. Dallas
McLaughlin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dallas.
Really happy to be here.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
We are happy to have you.
I think you're not sincere when you're just looking through your phone.
Oh, no, of course.
Uh-huh.
No, of course we're not.
Hey, guys, let's talk about comics more.
Oh, you have my attention.
I have some comic books.
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if we're supposed to sell truths here, but I have a Green Arrow series.
This is a safe, yeah.
Which Green Arrow?
Which Green Arrow series?
The one by Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad.
It's all right.
Can't resell it.
I don't know. No, you can't. It's worth the paper it's printed on.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, sorry,
Jeffrey. Oh, sorry, Jeffrey. Were we excluding you?
I thought it was if I'm loud or I'm righter.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe you should do that. You should change it to that.
I like this. I like this kid, fresh faced young kid coming in here, kicking us in the ass, asking us who's on first.
I do appreciate how he brought in his drum set, but I mean,
well, it's mostly just
rim
the hi-hat.
Shot can only get us so far.
Yeah, I brought in the hi-hat and the brush stick.
I feel like you're a little unprepared, to be honest. You could have had some toms. And...
I could have brought in some toms, but then I had to give a free pair to some kid. Who wants to do that, right?
Not me.
Not me.
I can tell you that.
I'll send him my Green Arrow series, though. I'll send him to Africa.
Yeah.
Kids love comic books written by Kevin Smith.
They do.
African kids.
They're very popular.
Do you guys know any black people?
Oh.
I don't think so.
Only ones we've thought were Samuel L. Jackson from the Avengers. Yeah.
Does that count?
Somebody's yelling in the other room.
Yes.
He wants to be right.
Does that happen?
Not this much.
Okay, sorry. Do you guys have a Twitter?
Yeah, it's at louderandright on twitter.com.
At louderandright.
Thank you, Dallas McLaughlin. That was not a paid advertisement.
No problem.
So
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for letting me come in. It was really fun. I'll see you guys, I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Thanks real quick, though. Before you bailed, Dallas, real quick.
Can we do the podcast?
Can we get you to moderate the three topics that we
have? Oh, is that why I'm here?
Yeah.
I just thought I was here, sitting in a chair.
Well, actually, first Jeffrey...
No, we didn't put those...
First Jeffrey wants to ask you how your day was.
Huh? Oh, yeah, of course. I want to ask you how your day... Yeah, of course I... So, Dallas.
Yeah.
How was your day?
Oh, thank you for asking me.
And thank you, Dallas. My day was... it was all right.
Well, I don't think too highly of that. But my day was...
Jeffrey, let me interrupt you there and ask you how you are doing. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, nothing much. Wait, did you say how or what?
I said how.
Oh, you know, nothing much.
Okay, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay, thanks. How are you doing?
Well, I don't see how that's any of your business, buddy. Wait, did you say who are you doing or when are you doing?
Neither. I said how are you doing.
Oh, okay, forgive me. I'm sorry. All night long, baby! But anyway, how are you doing?
Well, why does anyone do anything, really?
No, not why are you doing. How are you doing?
Oh, my mistake, Jimmy. I'm doing it wherever I can, let me tell you. But how are you doing?
Jeffrey, I think you know full well why I'm doing. My dick. I'm doing because of my dick.
That's so interesting. I'm also doing because of your dick.
No, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
All right.
Good. Good job. I moderated that.
Yeah. That's great. Really
good
well
job,
done.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I really that like the use of the word dick at the end.
We try to work dick into everything we can.
Yeah. Well, that's the true vaudeville way.
Absolutely.
It's certainly
the
dick.
True vaudeville podcast way.
Yes.
What if we just started a podcast that was a real vaudeville podcast? This is not a fake
idea. I love this idea.
That we
I
just,
love it.
It was just people tapping. It was on a tapping.
Wait. Are you
playing.
Confusing vaudeville with tap dancing?
There's a lot of tap dancing in vaudeville.
There
Soft
is.
Shoe, maybe some gymnastics, some feats of strength.
Now, that sounds like up our alley.
Well, look, I didn't wear blackface here for nothing.
See, perfect. We already have our minstrel.
So we should get into our...
If we don't end this podcast with you doing a version of Mammy, then we've done it wrong. Then we have not done it right.
That's
sure.
That's traditional.
Old moon river.
Since... I mean, not to put you on the spot, Dallas, but since you only listened to the first half of the episode,
yeah,
you didn't hear the traditional that we always close with Mammy.
Oh, you always close with Mammy?
Always.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
It's a really good call.
It's, you know, we are very, it's very important to us to stay vibrant and relevant to the audiences of today.
Yeah.
And so doing Al Jolson standards,
what
better way?
Well, you know, at the Whistle Stop, I don't know if you guys have been to the Whistle Stop.
Yes.
The Whistle Stop, every Friday night at midnight, they show the jazz singer.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Is that real? Is that a bit?
See, that's sad that you thought that was That's how stupid the Whistle Stop is.
Golly, well, why don't we get to that?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, if our moderator is done pulling the wool over my eyes, maybe
if you're
we can
listening
get down
to this,
to
go
it.
To the Whistle Stop on Friday at midnight and just continually ask them to show the jazz singer. Please do it. Both versions. Jolson's and Neil Diamond's. Both versions.
Right. But before we do that, Dallas,
the winner is... Am I supposed to say that?
Eventually.
I'll wait.
So, Golly, what are we debating today? I'm trying to figure out a way to take Golly walking, but it doesn't matter.
No,
so, let's get into our...
Do you guys tell people where you record at?
Not as a matter
that?
Of course. I think we have.
Have you discussed that on the podcast? I don't want to give it away if you don't discuss it.
At our studios, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
The FM Letterman studios.
Okay, great. All right, continue.
Plural.
Then I don't want to give it away.
We're actually all in separate rooms right now. I don't know if the viewers can see
just
that.
Like how the Ramones recorded their first album.
Yeah. You know, exactly. When they used to do those mall recordings, you were in a glass box. So we're all in our own glass box right now.
Yeah.
I'm in Forever 21. Where are you guys at?
I'm in Charlotte Russe.
Oh, Hot Topic. Don't want
to... Such a young, hip guy. Yeah.
A lot of Jazz Singer t-shirts at Hot Topic. Very young and hip.
Anyway, we're going to do We Are the World now, if anyone wants to.
Join in. Count of three. All right. I'm here to moderate your topics.
Yes.
So if you would be so kind as to introduce the first topic.
The first topic, number one, gentlemen.
Yes.
Do I read it?
Great number to start with.
Yeah, I usually go with number two. I like to throw a dagger in there.
Right.
I'll start. This is your podcast. I'm going to start if I'm loud or I'm righter, and we're going to start with number two. The United States legislative branch has decided to stop with the whole politics thing and start a ban. Is this idea chill or totally not cool, man?
Well, I'm glad you asked me first, Alice.
And I'm glad that you asked me first, Alice. I could not be more in favor of this idea. If this idea were any more chill, it would be the penultimate step in preparing Jell-O pudding. I'm a big, big fan, as you both know, of the U.S. legislative's early albums, back when they were called Cisco Steve and the Groove Daddies. These are artists that we're talking about, gentlemen. These wealthy, middle-aged businessmen and lawyers in the legislature. Artists, I tell you. And we should support them.
Nay, Jimmy Calloway. Nay. You may say yay, but I say nay. Look.
What are you, a horse?
Yeah, you didn't know I was part horse?
I just thought you were well endowed.
That's not true. Anyway, the Congress, they're not going to get along. They're not going to know what style they want to be. They don't know whether they're going to be psychedelic rock and groovy or swing or gangster rap. You know, there's already been some issues when Nancy Pelosi, she tried to filibuster the House using a drum solo. It went hours. It was one of the worst things ever. And, you know, sure, Congress, when they're just in together, you know, sure, they're great at getting things accomplished and moving things along swimmingly.
Absolutely.
And they go swimming.
Well,
and it's a great...
Jeffrey, the thing about this is that you can't be resistant to change. It's a lot like when Dylan went electric. There's, like, initial resistance. You remember that?
When
Luke Perry's character on 90210...
Yeah, he got shocked lightning.
Yeah, and he became sentient electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a hugely unpopular move at the time, but today it's heralded as a crowning achievement of that very, very important television program. And not unlike the McKay voltage experiment, we...
That was a bad horse. A terrible horse. Anyway, look, I can't do side effects for shit. Look, the point here...
Never stopped you before.
They're not going to be making any money back for the people here, you know, because, I mean, sure, they may be beautiful, everyone in the house... But, you know, musical success is based purely on talent. It's how good you are. You know, and those good looks aren't going to get them anywhere. And, you know, these politicians, well, if the music goes political, who can stand that? The only thing worse than political musicians is political musician politicians. Pediatrician penetration.
Jeffrey, look, let's lead by example, or allow me to lead. By example, that doesn't make any sense to what I'm going to say next. Let me tell you about another body of government that I know. They spent years devoted in service to this country, delivering America's cards, its letters, its packages, to all points in the United States. And then a couple of years ago, if you'll recall, that one of their singles finally began to get some radio play, right? And their careers just took off. And the name of that band was, of course... The Beatles. Now, I am not going to, I'm not going to be party to us denying the Beatles.
Hey, okay? I have in my left swing band a piece of incontrovertible evidence which will prove that I am correct, and I will begin stating this evidence.
All right, guys, here's the thing. Let me stop you there. I'm going to give, we're running out of time.
Aren't we all, though?
We gotta hit the top of the hour sponsors.
We'll be dead
someday. Listen, I'm gonna give negative points to Jimmy for using the word penultimate and sentient. And gonna give positive points to Jeffrey for all the horse sound effects tries. I thought that was really, even though it was clearly terrible, you kept going. Yeah, I think that's a positive.
The irony is that I was kind of distracted by the fact that I was having sex with another horse as I did it. Mm-hmm. She got a mouthful of hay. The real irony is that I wasn't able to do the horse sound effects. I had a mouthful of hay.
Yeah, well,
I think that last one's kind of a thinker. You have to give it a minute.
Well, it's also, we have to get to the mic because I have to get around the horse that you're having sex with. It takes up most of the room.
It's not a very stable episode so far.
Yet another If I'm Allowed or I'm Right tradition.
A follow-up question for you guys. With all this talk of the band, what would the band name be if I might get a
question? Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's true. Maybe whoever I give this round to has to come up with a band name, but I like, you guys can start whatever you want.
The House.
Ooh, two in each state.
535 Angry Men.
All right, yeah, I got to give that to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you get the first round. Congratulations.
Oh, this is good. This is good. I'm putting this on my resume.
Oh, it's not looking good for me to win this episode.
It's really not. It's really not. Okay, well, that's it, guys. That's the episode. Oh, there's two.
Right.
Okay, now question two. Should I get that? Are you going to get that? Because I can get that if you're not going to. Well, should I or shouldn't I?
Well,
Jeffrey.
Yes.
We're going to start with Jimmy.
Yes, thank you, Dallas.
I'm so glad we started with Jimmy. That was a good call, I think. But, you know, I think you should get that. I don't want to... I mean, I've got some paperwork here that says, you know, I mean, granted, it won't get up and walk away, and it is what it is, but, I mean, you know, it's not going to get itself, you know? That wouldn't even make any sense, would it?
No.
Jeffrey, if I could just... You know, I'm leaning towards, I don't think it's, I mean, I don't want to tell you how to live your life. I mean, I'm not here to boss anyone around. But, I'd rather want to be a drag. I don't want to bring anyone down. I don't want to be a bummer. I don't want to be a wet blanket. I don't want to be a party pooper.
Right.
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
We're kind of busy here. Someone should get it. If we don't get it, someone else is going to get it. And you should probably get it as moderator, I think, you know. It's worth getting. And, you know, I don't want to, you know.
Jeffrey, I don't want to be no fun here. Dallas, also to you, I don't want to be no fun. I mean, will it get itself? It might. I mean, who are we to say? And I think this is what the issue really comes down to. Who are we to say whether or not it's going to get itself? Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's getting it's not that tough, you know. Anyone can here. Look, I'll show you. I'm gonna go get it right now. Okay, got it. All right, I'm gonna put it back.
Mm-hmm.
But see how easy that was for me to get it. Anyone can do that. Well, if not me, you know, then
Jeffrey, let me tell you about another man who got it. Now, I'm not going to cast aspersions on anyone sitting in this room unless his name is Jeffrey Berner, but let me just tell you this little story.
Right.
Once upon a time, there was a gentleman.
Jeffrey.
And back in, the 60s around then, he was vice president of the United States of America, and then he later became president of the United States of America, and then he became president of the United States of America, and then...
Yeah.
He ended up having to leave office in shame.
Right.
And his name was, of course, the Beatles.
Right.
Now, I don't think...
Look, the Beatles left on Air Force One. We all remember that, which was originally named Shame. But, you know...
Air Force Shame.
Air Force Shame. It was a...
You guys remember that poster when they were walking up the beltway and they were waving goodbye and doing their peace signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
Yeah, it was. It was a great
moment. Good moment for the country.
It was.
Absolutely.
Some might say they were great, bigger than Jesus. But, you know, I say, you know...
Well, I mean, if you stack them on top of each other...
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to be
just
bigger
their
than
overall
Jesus.
Overall mass, yeah.
Unless Jesus is on the cross, because from my understanding, the cross is pretty tall.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Jesus himself probably is pretty sure there's a lot of malnutrition at the time.
Yeah, and actually, fun fact, the cross wasn't that tall. In fact, he was able to put his feet up until they nailed them to the cross itself. But that's why his feet were crossed like that.
Right.
Like one over the other, because he was kind of relaxing while they were hammering in.
Fun fact, if you can stand up while on a cross, you can also dunk.
Oh, well, fun fact, again,
yeah.
The original name of the Los Angeles Lakers
yeah.
was the Los Angeles Dunking Jesuses.
You know, I'd forgotten that.
Well,
course,
Jesus I.
Right. Of course, well, they were the Minnesota Dunking Jesuses. Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then they were the Indianapolis Colts, and then the mm-hmm. Baltimore Colts, and then finally the Los Angeles, whatever it was, I already forgot.
Dunking Jesus.
Los yes, Dunking Jesus.
Dunking Jesus.
Yeah.
They had a great logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was a basketball, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it was the cross, and then there was a hoop on the top of the cross.
Right.
And it was Jesus doing like a backward dunks into the yeah. cross hoop.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the catchphrase, the Chick Hearn catchphrase?
Yeah.
Nailed it! Can't believe you guys don't remember that.
Thank you for listening. Thanks. This is our current moderator, Ryan Hicks.
Oh, wait, hold on. No. Don't confuse people with me and Ryan Hicks. I'm clearly taller.
Wait, I thought Ryan Hicks was moderating this week. Who is this guy?
Sure. I mean, Ryan Hicks has a
job. Okay, but who is this guy?
I don't know.
If this isn't Ryan Hicks, then who is?
I don't know. I mean, I thought Ryan got out of prison for the whole priest thing, and I was just kind of thinking that, you know, it's.
Excuse me, sir. Hey.
What's going on?
Guys, what are we talking about?
Oh, nothing.
No,
we're just
you know what? Don't even
reminiscing on old basketball things.
Yeah, we were talking about
the
NBA.
Yeah. Old basketballs.
Merits of it versus the ABA.
You're just Space Jam and a little basketball talking here.
Yeah. Well, you know, have you seen Space Jam 2? It went straight to the DVD.
Did it really?
Really?
Yeah.
Was Jesus in Space Jam?
Was Joel Murray in it instead of Bill Murray?
It's actually no Murray brothers.
Was Michael Douglas in it instead of Michael Jordan?
No, it was Ileana Douglas.
Right.
She's great.
She was in it with Jim Caviezel was playing Jesus. There was actually no basketball.
Right.
But it was in space.
That's good.
That's a weird choice, but I like it.
Sorry. So who's Ryan Hicks?
Oh, it's just some guy.
Yeah. I've only heard bad things.
Well, I have his name right here in my right hand, along with this piece of incontrovertible evidence.
Listen, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
No?
But I really dislike Ryan Hicks. Like, I'm not joking anymore. I know we're having a fun time with
right,
the podcast.
Right,
so if I'm right or I'm right, this is a good time.
Right.
But I don't like him as a person.
Well, we're not in the bit. Is the microphone off?
I think so.
Okay. No,
I think
this isn't a bit. It's not a bit.
No, okay.
Right.
Listen, we're having a good time with the Jesus
stuff. I'll stop recording.
Okay.
But right, Ryan Hicks is a really bad guy.
Here's the thing. It's not even so much that he is a bad guy. I mean, we're not going to argue about
he is a bad guy.
I think gravity's been proven.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, so. Yeah. We don't need to reinvent the wheel with this argument.
Yeah.
What really gets my goat is how he can just walk around being so fucking attractive all the time.
Oh, see,
like
now
every time I see him,
I think he's not attractive.
Oh, see, I would disagree. Yeah. I thought that was what we were talking about. Like he's so attractive that we hate him.
No, I just clear out hate him. I just don't, from a top to bottom, inside outside person.
Uh-huh.
I think he's really not a nice person. I don't think he's very funny. I think he tries really hard. And, I mean, I don't even know why you like him that much. You have glasses.
I don't. I
you
hate
have glasses.
It.
He has glasses.
I know. It's my thing.
Sorry,
it's my
guys,
look.
You have hair, Jeffrey. He has hair.
It's true. I might cut mine off. I don't know.
Right?
Please follow him on Twitter, at the Nick Crosby. Okay, the winner of that negative points go to Jeffrey for continuing to do horse noises.
Right.
So the winner of that round is Jimmy. Congratulations to
you. Thank you. Yay.
You know, negative is like a bad sort of negative
thing. I do. I don't know which dictionary you're using.
I didn't give any positive points, which I didn't. The only points I can go off is negative, so I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm
what about imaginary
positive that
points?
I like the way this is going.
Imagining points?
Imaginary number
points. Oh, and imaginary points, Jimmy got 35.
But what
so,
about the, like, where like the imaginary point times another imaginary point equals a negative
Yeah, again,
point.
Those are all going to Jimmy.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry. That was a clear win by Jimmy. Well, because the question was, should I get it or are you going to get that?
Yeah.
And then in one of your examples, you actually got it. So you physically answered
the
question.
Well, it's just a demonstration.
You never told me that there was demonstrations allowed.
That's true, you didn't.
So clearly you messed up.
Clearly.
And also, I want to just negative 45 points to Ryan Hicks.
Oh, I think we can all agree on
that.
Well,
I think, nobody's
going to,
there's no point of contention there.
Please
whatsoever.
Follow him on Twitter, at Chugo. All right, question three. Question three, alliterations angrily running rampant. What will we diggity do? Concede cowardly or fucking stop?
Well.
Let's start with, can we call Ryan Hicks? We'll start with Ryan Hicks.
Can we get him? Brenda, can you get Brenda?
Wait, Jimmy.
Brenda!
Jimmy.
I'm trying lay to off her. Brenda!
She doesn't exist. Lay off her.
Don't go make... You're always making excuses for Brenda.
Look, I mean, we're all existent.
Why are we giving her imaginary fucking college credits if she's not going to do her imaginary job?
Well, I mean, those imaginary college credits times imaginary job equals negative college credits and jobs. I mean, I still don't...
Look, all right. Somebody tell Brenda when she gets back from imaginary lunch to get Hicks on the horn. For Christ's sake. I'm sorry, Dallas. I didn't want you to see.
You mean like just honking a horn, or is he going to actually call him?
No, he plays trumpet in his off time.
Oh, does he?
He is. Yeah, he's in a jazz combo. You should get together with a drum set.
What's weird about that makes me hate him even more.
That is weird.
Jazz. Yeah, no one likes jazz.
Absolutely not.
No. Heaven forbid.
Have you guys seen that Ken Burns documentary, Jazz? The documentary?
No, because as is established, I hate jazz.
Well, it's 8 parts. Each part's 3 hours. I watched every single part, and I hate jazz. I concluded at the end of the 2-month viewing party. I didn't like jazz very much.
That's weird. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that.
I did watch Ken Burns' thing on the Civil War. I watched the entire Civil War. I also did not like jazz.
Yeah. I watched the whole Civil War thing, and I don't like abolishment.
Okay.
But I watched the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm way anti-abolition.
You know, people who don't like abolition also don't like jazz.
No, well, the abolitionists created jazz, hence, right. If you don't like this thing.
We shared a moment.
We slightly held hands. We slightly held hands. I want you to accept
I'm that. Glad that we got that on audio tape. Yeah.
If you guys aren't getting the video feed, you should call us. Because they put a lot of money into this.
Brenda, is anyone... Brenda! Is anyone calling in?
Jimmy.
You guys go to pointandyell.blogspot.com for the video feed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's...
Sorry, the alliteration. Number three.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I already read the question.
What was it?
Alliterations angrily running rampant. What will we diggity do? Concede cowardly or fucking stop?
Well!
Jaunty Jewish Jeffrey. I, of course, can't conceive of killing the kitschy kinetic credible form of fun, feisty, falliteration. Alliteration is an all-encompassing, addictive assertion of our mastery over the mighty monument of communication, the efficient English language.
Well, why, Jimmy Jam Jimmy, would we justify just completely conceding? If we were to do so surely, we would in no time be possessed by the crime of rhyme. We'd be a bad metaphor, you know, like a simile. I mean, up next we'd have personification. We'd have personification at that point. You know, we'd have skyscrapers would slice through the skyline. We'd have skyscrapers slicing through everything. Do you want killer skyscrapers? It'd be a whole scraper caper.
Skyscrapers? Skyscrapers?
Skyscrapers.
Surely, seriousness is not central to your psyche in this instance. Beefy, buttery burner. Buildings cannot beat you black nor blue, so blame not the buildings nor the builders. But, as far as rhyme is concerned, really regal and otherwise royal rapscallions such as Rita Rudner, Sammy Sosa, Ansel Adams, Bobby Brown, Bobby Brown, that's with an I, the woman that was in the Warrant video, and the CNC Music Factory, have all used rhyme to great regret.
Look, the scraper caper is more than just on paper. We're in danger, stranger. You know, Jesus was born in a manger, but that's beside the point, Anger. If this keeps going, there'll be poetry everywhere a tree. If everywhere there's poetry, people will take in too much coffee. If people drink too much coffee, we'll lose sleep. And it is a school night, all right? You know, look, Jimmy, this will have terrible results.
Results? See, you're not even rhyming anymore. You're better already.
No, I'm in free verse, Jimmy. It's worse than you thought.
Jeffrey, look. Poetry, perfect, palpable poetry, poses no problems for people, Pajeffrey. Rhymes and reason right along the road to radical revelations of reality, Rajeffrey. Further, for fact, the festive faculties of the coffee house, that quaint and coquettish capital of palatable poetry, instill in students a surefire and certain savoring of both the silly and the serious. So I say to you, sir, stick it up your ass.
No, I'm in free verse. Oh my god, we've got a refrain. Do you see what's happening, Jimmy? Look, you know, consonants causes inconsonants, Jimmy. An absolute assonance.
I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Ugh. Well, look here. You know, I said a hip-hop, hippie to the hibbity hip-hop, the rockin', you don't stop the rockin', to the bang-bang boogie. The up-jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. School of Bebop, Ski Rockin', Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America Jimmy, this has gotten out of hand. Okay?
And speaking of hands, I have here in my left hand...
Let's hear, say, no, I do. I have here, I got it from him.
Nice.
Pa-I, pa-have, pa-in, pa-my, pa-left, pa-hand. Pa-up, pa-peace, pa-of, pa-incontrovertible, pa-evidence. Pa-which, pa-will, pa-prove. Pa-that, pa-I, pa-right. Pa-and, pa-I, pa-will, pa-again. Talking about this.
I don't know why, but I'm thirsty for a Mr. Pibb right now.
I'm going to give negative points to both of you.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm sorry. I should have asked if there was a point system when I started. Because I'm just making one up.
Right.
But negative points to both of you. Double negative points to Jeffrey for Sugar Hill Gang references. You know I'm a Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five guy, and I don't know why you... Come in with that.
I didn't get the message there.
That was a strategic error.
Come in with those mind rhymes.
Yeah.
All right?
You know they got
life
beef.
Is like a jungle sometimes.
You know they got...
Yeah. It's, you know...
Yeah. Oh, shit. I dropped this ball. There's broken glass everywhere. Excuse me. I'm pissing. One sec.
They just don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
Okay, listen. I'm going to have to... Listen. Should I tally up the points? Is that what you want me to do?
I think that would be...
As you mentioned, we don't have any points here, really.
Yeah, well,
but tally them up anyway.
I'm going to tally up these points, and I'm going to go just purely on Twitter followers, and that means that Jimmy is the winner. Jimmy, congratulations.
As soon as he said Twitter followers, I knew.
Yeah, I don't even know if Jeffrey's on Twitter.
Neither do any of his followers. Just, all 40 of them.
Hey, those are 40 bought and paid for followers. Okay? Now be nice. Jimmy, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Dallas. I could not be more.
I'm going to give you this Miles Davis, Live Around the World CD.
I love jazz.
Yeah, here's the songs. In a Silent Way, track one. Track two, Intruder.
Oh, I love
track
Intruder.
Track three, New Blues.
What?
Yeah.
None of this old shit.
No.
We're getting the new stuff.
It's actually red, technically.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? This is from 1988,
right.
Which was jazz's best year.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Track four is Human Nature. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Track five is Mr. Pistorius, which was written.
God, he was like a jazz Nostradamus, a jazz-tradamus.
Well, I think we should Coltrane our attention onto
Sorry, you just blew my mind with that.
I know, it's pretty great.
He's right, which is the weirdest part.
There was truth.
Listen, track one was written by Miles Davis. He was on trumpet. Kenny Garnett was on alto sax.
Mm. Right.
Foley. You guys all remember Just Foley. Yeah. He's on lead bass.
He didn't need more than one name.
Joey DeFrancesco was on keyboards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marilyn Mazur was on percussion.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Benny Ritveld on normal bass.
This bit certainly doesn't Rhapsody in Blow. I'm running out of things to incorporate.
You really wanted that to go over better, but that's okay.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to change it. And clearly Gershwin was the out.
Clearly.
Well, Gershwin's usually the out for most bits.
Right,
we all do shows. We know that when we're in trouble on stage.
We're
professional. You go to a Gershwin reference.
Yeah.
If people are on board, it's really strange. What are you on your phone doing?
Oh, hey, guys. I didn't hear you come in. I'll tell you what I'm doing, Dallas McLaughlin.
Emails on your phone.
No, I have to challenge Jeffrey now that I've won this episode of If I'm Loud or I'm Ryder with your host, Dallas McLaughlin.
Right.
I challenge you, Jeffrey Berner, to a round of truth or dare. Pick your poison. Huh? Alliteration.
I like it. You've already won. You don't have to keep doing that.
But it's fun.
Guys, you want me to get it?
I remember earlier.
Question two.
It's a callback, Jeffrey. Call. I don't know. It's Gershwin, am I right? Huh?
You were right.
Oh.
Yep, see? Clears the path.
You ever... what's the deal with the Gershwin food?
That old Gershwin food.
Millions of bits of that version.
Usually if I'm knee-deep in some racist material.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which happens a lot.
Yeah. Oddly enough. Yeah. And I just see somebody in the front row, and I'm heading into them, I'm doing a thing. And if I feel like it's going wrong, I throw out, you got probably like Gershwin. People go nuts. People go nuts.
Gershwin. That's an outdated reference.
I saw you do that bit at Humphreys by the Bay. Mm-hmm. Last summer.
Yeah.
Murdered. Place went nuts.
What was weird is no one was there.
That was the weirdest part. I was like, there's no way he's going to get this crowd back. They are non-existent.
Yeah,
lo and behold, whip out the Gershwin bit.
Those empty seats. He filled the seats with those empty seats.
Well, what I heard was...
They were almost throwing chairs at you, though.
It was such a good reference that I made ancestors laugh. That's the laugh song.
Yeah. Right. That only comes along a couple times in my career.
Maybe last time was Native Americans when they do their material.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, what?
Dare.
Dare what?
I choose dare. Between truth or dare?
Truth or dare. All right, dare. I dare you, Jeffrey Berner.
That's me.
To spend one night in the spooky old mansion where those kids all those years ago lied about those people being killed in that mansion. All those years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, huh? And if you successfully spend one night in there, then the fortune of Cordwainer Loggenbotham IV is all yours.
Oh.
Do you accept this dare, Jeffrey Berner?
Well, gadzooks, Jimmy.
Jeffrey, you should edit in like some Scooby-Doo light thunder and lightning noises right there.
Yeah, I like
when
that.
When I say that? Okay.
Yeah, that's that.
But edit this part out where I whispered.
No, absolutely.
I still don't get why when we don't want the audience to hear what we're saying, we lean closer.
Well, the microphone makes me feel uncomfortable. I actually sleep with this in my bed at night.
No, but we can.
No, I mean, there's a subtext of hatred throughout everything.
That's just a theme.
You know, throughout the entire film. It's because first comes hateful endings, then God,
right,
then family,
right,
and then professional wrestling.
Okay.
I crocheted that onto a sampler, like a crochet thing for Jeffrey's for his
appetizer sampler.
Yeah,
like
out of the
mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, and I use the edible thread.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think
about.
It's called a thread.
We've all been to Michael's. I know what you're talking about.
So anyway, all right. I guess I'll just go off now with me and this dog and this gang of people who aren't employed. They just find paranormal things, even though it turns out there never is a paranormal thing.
Point of order, are you going to be using any kind of machinery in order to do this?
A van.
A van. It's a weird choice, but okay, I would have gone with a machine.
No, a van.
All right.
I'm just going to throw all these things.
Hey, it's your dare. I'm just,
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to hang out in my van later?
No. I don't.
I mean, the van.
Anyway, you go.
Right. Me and the Congress will get in this van here. Next time you hear my voice, I will have spent the night at Mr. That Guy's Name's mansion.
Okay, Dallas, now that Jeffrey's gone, how have you been, like, seriously? Like, how are things going?
I've been really good.
Yeah.
What are we doing now? I've never listened to the end
of Jeffrey's... No, I know. Well, before Jeffrey does his standard version of Mammy, I just dared him...
Oh, just spend the night in the
So while he's doing that.
Yeah.
So what's up, like?
Oh, nothing. Not a lot. I don't really do anything. Mm-hmm. I do a podcast. This is now the fourth one that I've done.
How's that going?
Really good.
Yeah.
I make most of my money doing podcasts.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you finally have been making a go. We were all kind of worried about you there for a while.
Yeah, I think that. I think if you sit down and you can actually press record,
mm-hmm.
I think you can get a lot of stuff done.
It sounds simple on the face of it.
Well, what I've done is I think I've really changed the game.
I would agree.
Use that term.
I would agree.
So,
yeah.
Not only do I do a podcast, sure, which by itself is pretty original.
What's the name of that podcast, by the way, Dallas McLaughlin?
Oh, it's called Ryan Hicks is a Loser.
Uh-huh.
And a Loser with two Z's.
And where could our listeners find this podcast?
You can just find it anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah, you can come to my house and find it.
Okay.
My address.
In the Pacific Ocean, on Easter Island, in Canada, at my mom's house.
You're being silly.
No, I'm...
You know exactly where my house is.
I know where your house is.
Oh, you're saying they can find it anywhere.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, you can find it wherever you want.
Okay.
I went to Taco Bell the other day. That was a bad decision.
Was it?
Well, it's a good decision. Okay. And then you realize that you ate Taco Bell. That's a bad decision.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, this is a real story?
Yes.
I don't know how long we're supposed to do this for.
Until Jeffrey comes back.
But he's supposed to be gone for an entire night.
An entire night.
Yeah. So are we literally doing this for like...
Yeah, we're going to be here for the next 9 hours.
24 hours?
You told your waff. Your waff.
My waff. I told my waff all about it. Yeah, I... That's weird that you know my pet name for her. When we met, I couldn't pronounce my R's. Well, I was one of those guys tongue-tied, you know?
Right.
So, you know.
Well, she's very breathtaking. I can see how.
Yeah, she's very breathtaking, and one day I'll take her breath. I'm just distracted by the list behind you, on the pink card.
Right, the headliners.
The headliners list. I'm distracted by how far down my name came up. That's what I'm distracted by.
No, this is the city of Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Well, even then, I'm still distracted by it, and I'm a little disconcert, right. Because I don't even...
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to the Second Wind Tavern, but they seat about 2 to 3 million people, which I think is about the population of Dallas. I might have Dallas, Texas.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, hey, Jeffrey's back.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I'll go back to the mansion.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm back again.
Oh, hey.
What a fun 9 hours it's been.
Yes. Well, tell us all about it.
Oh, it was a great time. Me and my friends, you know, we were just meddling around, us kids, you know, and we discovered there was a spooky ghost of George Gershwin running around. Yeah.
Were they listening to us record this episode?
Perhaps.
No. Or were they familiar with Dallas's Gershwin bit?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a pretty popular bit.
It is, yeah. I think it's safe to assume that they know. Yeah. All right,
anyway,
go ahead.
Anyway,
we've really done it.
So we captured the ghost of George Gershwin. Using Northwest Airlines commercial, NWA, which of course incorporates the music of Dr. Dre and World Class Ranger.
Of course.
But then we pulled off the mask of the ghost of George Gershwin. You know what it was? It was the ghost of Beethoven.
What the?
Yeah.
what an unexpected turn of events.
Turns out Beethoven's ghost was trying to ruin the good name of the ghost of George Gershwin.
That actually makes sense. If you've seen the bloopers for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know, and a good end of things, I ended up meeting the woman who I love, and I've made her my waff.
You did it?
You
took the plunge?
I did.
Wow!
I've called her my waff because I batter her.
Yeah, that's the, you know.
Yeah.
So you... physically abuse your waff.
Yeah.
With syrup?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. But I think my waff would be into it.
Right, right.
I mean, she doesn't have a choice.
It's not maple, though. I'm not made of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. No, it's just that buttermilk stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the screw top, it's the flip top, is what you're saying.
I get it. Not made of money.
Not made of money.
Yeah. Tell me, what is the name of your lovely waff?
My lovely waff?
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy. Yeah, Shaggy Marley.
I'm gonna be Ziggy honest. Marley. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that's the dog. I think he married a dog.
I think the dog is named Fred.
I think pretty sure Shaggy's a horse, not a dog.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
What would be weird?
No, it would be weird if we listened to this podcast and somehow my voice wasn't on it at all. Wouldn't it be weird? It'd be crazy.
I don't know if there's a way
to do it, but we should figure it out before I leave.
I think it's a great idea.
Once we stop pressing record.
Brenda, can we isolate Dallas? Brenda! Isolate Dallas's vote. God damn it.
Jimmy, she doesn't exist. They're not going to hear.
You know what? That's not helping. You're not helping.
Episode we had her moderate?
This isn't constructive criticism.
Okay.
So Brenda, tell Jeffrey to stop criticizing me.
I'm
non-constructive.
Okay, I built you this birdhouse, and it says, please lay off Brenda.
There's a lot of space work on this podcast. Like, a lot of space work.
Obviously. Yeah,
thanks for noticing.
I'm really into it.
Thanks for noticing.
I feel like if it was a video...
Here, let me just roll down my window so I can hear you better.
That's great. Oh, there you are. Thank you.
Thank you, Dallas.
No, thank you, guys. Oh, are we done?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there more of your...
No, that's pretty much my evening.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything. Oh, I declare the winner of that Truth or Dare bet
right
to be Jeffrey, because he did the dare.
Right.
No, you don't declare a winner of Truth or Dare.
Do I get Mr. What's-His-Name's fortune, perhaps?
What?
The guy whose house I stayed in, do I get his fortune?
Oh, you mean Cordwainer Loggenbotham the Fourth?
Oh, who else?
You do get his fortune, which is...
Ooh.
$30,000 in debt. He died owing a lot of people a lot of money. I can give you his lawyer's card, and they'll have some paperwork for you to look at.
This would explain how he was able to afford a mansion. By not affording a mansion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, what do you think? He was paying money for that?
Yeah, I mean, the guy spent so much on maple syrup, you'd kind of expect...
Maples are very expensive. It's the most expensive of all syrups.
The syrup economy is really rough. That's actually... The housing bubble, the bubble is made of syrup.
Well, you know, during the Super Bowl, there's always a shortage of maple syrup.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that.
Do tell.
They think it's just chicken wings, but it's chicken wings and maple syrup. Because in Canada, they watch the Super Bowl almost more than Americans do.
Right.
Yeah, they love it.
And they love maple syrup on everything. I don't know if you guys ever have poutine, but there's no maple syrup on poutine.
Well, that's just great.
I'm a man of the world. Of course I've had poutine.
Yeah, no, I know. I finished that bit a couple seconds ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're thinking of Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that is what
I'm
thinking.
Who also loves maple syrup.
Loves it.
But only Russian maple syrup.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. Because he's gay, right?
Oh.
Yeah,
totally. Flaming.
Super.
What are you, nuts?
The gayest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does love nuts. I got that. Nice throwing. Nice throwing, Jimmy.
Thank you, Dallas.
Who wins Jimmy's nuts joke?
Oh, Jeffrey won that.
All right. Oh. Yeah, all right.
What?
All right.
Yeah.
I thought I had that one. I thought that was a lock.
No, I really want to talk about the room we're in on the podcast, but I don't because it's rude to...
No, describe our studio here.
Yeah, yeah. Paint a visual picture or an audio picture for our listeners at home and or in their cars.
If you know a person...
Or if it was in their cars.
If you know a gentleman, a man, who is half black and half white, you'd think this would be his room. Just imagine that.
I gotta get my head wrapped around the concept of a person
sure,
who is half black and half white.
Okay, let's just assume.
Well, no, because that person, for all I know, is all black.
Right.
But assume that you were in a room that housed a half black and half white person, like a half African American.
Yes.
Half white and American.
Like, is there some sort of analogy with a baked good, like a cookie that you could use?
No, there wouldn't be a baked good. Here's the best analogy I can give you. Let's say that in that room there was two walls. On one wall there was a poster of Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
On the other wall was a poster of Sylvester Stallone.
That's difficult to imagine.
That is very difficult.
You know what I mean? It's just like that conflicted. On one wall there's like cool kind of baseball hats. On the other wall, just really gay cyclist hats.
I mean, but that's tantamount to having, say, a Lance Armstrong poster on your closet door, yet right across from it, not one, but two Jet Li posters.
And
a
Muhammad Ali poster overlooking the recording area.
The mind reels. I don't even know, like,
it's like having a Steve Winwood album and yet a Wu-Tang album. It's like no one knows exactly what... It's a lot of inner conflict.
It is a lot of that. I think that's what it is.
I think that's what your studio
is. I think we've hit upon it.
Just a lot of inner conflict.
Our studio represents a lot of inner turmoil. Look, it's been a rough year for this studio.
But it makes sense.
This studio lost its job. This studio lost its wife. The studio has been... I don't know why you guys are laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
Oh, okay.
These are tears of laughter.
So, I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm just going to say...
Oh, I'm not wrong.
No.
I'm not wrong. And you're not wrong.
Right.
But this studio inhabits what your show is about. It's two conflicting opinions.
Yes.
Fighting and fighting, and in the end, really not making any sense.
Well,
this room is all about.
Yes, this is the secret ingredient which is made, If I'm Louder, I'm Right, the top podcast in America.
If I could sum up your podcast in this room, it would be afraid to throw things away. That would be... what I would say this was.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah.
And we have, I'm going to go ahead and say it, we have not had a permanent moderator so nail the essence of this show.
I appreciate that.
Much less the studio in
Thank
which
you.
We record.
Thank you.
You're it's welcome. My,
yeah, I can walk in any room.
I don't know how you're going to top yourself next week,
seeing as
how you're now our permanent moderator.
Yeah, well, I can only try, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I can only,
you can only do that. You can't succeed.
No.
Or fail, even. You can only try.
Exactly. Unfortunately, there is no try, but still.
Well,
But no, we all learned from the great great George Gershwin line, there is no try. It's a great...
It is.
It's full of
timeless
quotes that George Gershwin.
Timeless.
Him and Ira, both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
those really Gershwin brothers.
Those, they were big Jews.
Big old
for,
Hasidic Jews. Yeah.
They were Hasidic. Well, everybody was...
They, of course, later formed ZZ Top.
Modest Yahoo's biggest influence was the Gershwin brothers.
Oh, absolutely. I saw that in Ken Burns' documentary about Modest Yahoo.
Right.
It was 36 hours. I watched every minute of it.
36 hours, 7 parts.
I don't even like jazz, but I still really enjoyed it.
No, after watching, I realized I did not like the Civil War.
No, I got that
unlike
too.
Most wars, I love a lot of wars.
Sure.
Most wars are good inherently.
Course. No, absolutely. Yeah.
But the Civil War with its trumpet solos and its use of heroin.
I just think the way the Civil War, it was all like people are always going on about the notes the Civil War wasn't playing, and it's like how pretentious can you be?
Yeah, anytime you're in a war and then during the war you close your eyes and smoke a cigarette. It's just not my style. Thank you very much. Not my style, Modest Yahoo.
I get it. I get why people are into it.
I get your
religion.
It's
not my thing.
Not my thing.
Not my thing.
Listen, guys. I gotta go.
Yeah. You know what? We gotta get Dallas home to his waff.
He'll be back many times.
My waff and BB. And, because some of us still have those. I will say that...
Yes.
You can listen to my podcast.
Yes, please.
I really will
plug
it.
Yes.
It's nothing like this podcast.
Well, I think it's pretty
similar.
Is there
a lot of Ryan Hicks hate on it, at least?
Oh, God. Not on my podcast, but in my life.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You can follow me on Twitter. I just bash Ryan Hicks. My Twitter account is at Brian Simpson.
Short white
at Short White Night.
Short White Night.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
That's your Twitter.
My Twitter account is at Dave Cowan's Madhouse Comedy. So, anyway, everything's fine as the name of my podcast. We're on this Point and Yell network together.
That's true.
Your podcast and my podcast.
We're in this together.
Pointandyell.com. You can check out Everything's Fine, which is we actually just talk about events, current events and politics. There's really, even though we're listed as a comedy podcast, I don't know how funny it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad.
It's very current, though.
Yeah.
You've definitely got that going for
you. I want you to answer me honestly, both of you, right now on your podcast. Have you listened to 1 minute of my podcast?
No.
A minute, yes.
You son of a bitch.
And if you hadn't prefaced it, I would have lied right to your face.
No, I appreciate you being honest.
Okay. I just want it, but I want it known
but
that
I'm like
normally
a
liar.
That hatred that we just created.
But I'm gonna correct that.
It's all my hatred store right
now. I'm going to correct that situation. Post-haste.
You won't.
I will.
But I'm not offended.
No, you should
listen,
be.
We have a lot of listeners. I'm not offended.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't need
to. We have literally 5 to 6.
That is, wow.
5 to 6.
I didn't know you were doing that.
Or it's 56.
Well, we figuratively have thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Figuratively?
Figuratively. Hordes.
Yeah. Oh, if we're doing figurative numbers.
Yeah,
we
are.
We have 1 to 2 listeners.
Nice.
Figuratively.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hypothetically, we have...
Well, we like to make it personal.
80 horses.
Yes.
Right.
It's very intimate.
You're big in stables.
Yes.
Yeah. We're big in pet stores.
Right.
If you walk into most pet stores, you'll hear our podcast playing.
That's where I know your name from.
Okay. Because it's not only soothing, but at the same time really annoying. So if maybe let's say they had a dog that was there in the pet store for a long time and no one's really adopting the dog, then usually our podcast will kill it. So they don't have to, it's not inhumane, it's humane.
Yeah.
It's death by the language.
I mean, it's really just, it's a matter of, it's like a health thing. We have to keep the populations down.
Yeah, if Sarah McLachlan has taught us anything, it's that our old people need to die.
We have too many Sarah McLachlans.
McLachlan. It's actually McLachlan, I'm McLachlan.
Is that?
Yeah.
So, but, like the actor Kyle McLachlan.
No, it's McLachlan.
Is it really?
It is.
And to think all these
what about
years.
The comedian Dallas McLachlan?
I've been pronouncing it.
That's actually pronounced Dillis.
Oh, Dill. Okay.
Dillis.
Like the airport in Dallas.
That's Dulles.
Look, you don't have to be insulting.
I'm not insulting. I'm just trying to.
Like, I might not be the most exciting guy in the world, but there's no need to be name calling.
Oh, no. Contraire. I think, literally, I was going to ask you if you want to go to Wendy's after this.
Yeah.
I just thought we could really mess shit up at Wendy's.
I do.
You
yeah,
and I.
Let's go. Let's go.
Maybe not Jeffrey, but we could call Ryan
Well,
Hicks.
Clearly not Jeffrey.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about? I could really... Hey, guys,
Oh, hey, Jeffrey.
Love a Baconator. I love a Bacon. You guys want to go get a Baconator? I was just talking
about that. That was my nickname in college.
Oh.
I used to go to Mesa College.
How funny of you to change the subject.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should go. I really
well, this is officially the longest episode we've ever done.
Is this the longest?
And I think it's also...
Guys, good job.
Yeah.
You did it.
All around.
You made the longest. Delete. Everything's fine. That's my podcast. Everything's fine. Go listen
right.
to it. Myself and my buddy Travis, we talk
right
about
right here
stuff.
On the Point and Yell Network.
Right here on If I'm
I think the words, but I don't say them correctly.
Listen,
is that the
you
time?
Know what? You guys, on my podcast, at the end of the podcast, you know what we do?
What's
we plug
that?
All the other podcasts in the network. We are... diligent about getting the word out.
Well, I don't want to tell tales
to all
out of
the
school.
Other very ends of all the other podcasts, and not one of you assholes do that for us.
Well,
those
Dallas,
bastards.
It will please you to know mm-hmm. that we have remedied that situation.
Okay, by having me on, so I could do it
for Ope to begin with.
Is Zoltan coming in the door next, just to say?
Yeah, he was in the waiting room. You didn't see him.
I didn't see Zoltan.
Yeah, he was in the waiting room.
No, I didn't see him.
He said
you
hi.
Didn't say hello.
He had a cake he baked for you.
What?
Yeah,
I feel like a jerk now.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring it. Brenda! Send Zoltan. Brenda! Send Zoltan. Send Zoltan. Mm. I am going to lose it.
Jimmy?
Yes.
There is no Brenda.
Okay. You know what? I'm tired of your negativity. I think we should end this now. Podcast canceled!
Guys, I gotta take off.
Yeah. Dallas is really gotta leave.
Right. He's gotta walk.
Guys, listen. It's about... Listen, it's 10:18. I gotta get out of here by about 9:30.
I think we can do that.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, great. We got you covered.
All right, cool.
We just need you to fill out some paperwork, your W-2s, etc.
Perfect.
But, yeah, we'll get you right out of here.
Cool. So, I actually have some 1099s for you guys, so
yeah,
if we could get that.
Of course.
Right. Okay.
You did bring your Social Security card, right?
I never leave home without it.
Okay, great. Right.
And I have several copies.
Do you have anyone else's Social Security card also?
Ooh, that would be really...
No, I don't. I have my BB's.
Right.
I have hers.
Right. Oh, birth certificates. If you have any birth certificates.
I have mine.
Right.
And I have yours.
Right.
But I don't have
all right.
anybody else's.
What about okay. fingerprints? If you don't have any fingerprints, we can just take your fingers.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
I
all right, cool.
I don't need to drive or anything.
Right.
Okay. All right.
What if I peed right now? Just legitimately.
I think that would be the only way we're going to end. Is yeah. if you have to leave the room.
I won't stop talking until you guys end your podcast.
Right.
That's why you should go to the bathroom.
I do have to pee. But it would be amazing if I peed on the podcast.
I think it would be
great. Well, it's a video podcast.
Yeah.
You just got to go to ifimloudorimrighter.pointandyell.geocities-edu. That's all you got to do. And then you can find this podcast video stream.
Yeah.
It's slow. It's a slow stream.
And we're going to put the stream right back into video stream. Am I wrong?
It's a slow stream. I'm an older gentleman. It doesn't... Right. Not like it used to be.
What are you, 70?
You ever peed in a room? This is a real question. You ever peed in a room with other guys and been ashamed by your stream?
Oh, absolutely.
God, it's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling.
I don't know. That's,
Jeffrey, are you 18?
20.
Okay. Yeah, you're still, you got a good stream.
Thank you.
I'm 36. I still have a pretty healthy
You're 36?
Stream.
I'm 33.
Oh, so you're so old.
I feel about 55. Try having a BB and a wolf. And I'll tell you what, that'll put some years on you real quick. You have hair, Jimmy. I don't have any.
That's true, I do have hair. And it's glorious, as you can all see on
it
your video screen.
Head of hair.
It's so, nice, it's not bad.
If you watch another video, you'll have to buffer for about 20 minutes, but you'll get to this
point. It'll be worth it.
It'll be worth it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Your makeup, on the other hand.
Well,
wait, let's see.
I was in a hurry.
Do you put music in this at all?
Yeah, we have theme music.
God dang it. Because I was going to say we should try to hit it exactly at an hour, but that's not going to happen now.
Yeah. Well, plus we have to put in all the... We have to plug every single podcast.
Also, we have to edit out all the times Jimmy said the N-word.
Oh, right.
That'll be...
Well, that should... Yeah, that should cut us back down to 20 minutes.
20 minutes. 10 minutes. About 5.
Well, that's...
Maybe
if you're listening
seconds.
Right now, I'll tell you the edit point was when we started talking about Space Jam. That's when Jimmy went into an inward rage.
Well, rage. It was really... I thought it was a pretty... I was pretty calm. I mean,
Jimmy
I was very clear.
N-word.
Yeah. You were calm.
Yeah.
But I felt weird.
That's understandable. That's... Yeah, that makes sense.
So thanks for listening.
Hold on. Is somebody else going pee?
Somebody else is going pee.
Okay, cool.
Brenda!
The mic's picking that up, but...
All right. Oh.
Jimmy...
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay.
All right.
Say hello to your Wolf and BB.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having me.
As our new permanent moderator.
Sick. Yeah, I'll be here next week.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
We didn't
it.
Need to keep him this long. That does seem a little silly now.
Yeah.
We're just going to see him next week.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, we should have told him that the running gag we have with the moderator. It doesn't matter.
Nah,
so,
it'll be fine.
Yeah. So thanks for listening,
hey,
guys.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much.
I'm Jimmy Calloway.
And I'm Jeffrey Berner. And as always, the podcast is canceled forever. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? You, how you doing? You all right?
Good.
You, okay. So, thanks for listening to the episode, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
You really didn't have to do that.
We appreciate it.
We'd just, like to remind you to check out the other, podcasts, from, the Point and Yell website at, pointandyell.com/podcasts.
You got your Zoltan this week in Zoltan.
He's really funny.
You got your, it's all right, come on. Comics talk comedy.
It's so informative.
With,
you learn a lot about a world
Jeff
you otherwise wouldn't.
Yeah. Stuff like that. If you want to do that.
Dallas has one.
Dallas and Travis.
Very funny, Dallas.
So,
Thank guys, seriously. I know we...
Okay.
We don't,
Okay, come on.
I...
Don't do it now. While you're at it, guys, I mean, you know, if it's not a thing... if you could go over to the...
we don't want to be too imposing
in
a time like this.
No. But if you can go over to the Facebook and like the Point and Yell page on Facebook, that would...
I know it's asking a lot.
But it would really cheer Jeffrey up, I think. And then, you know what else you could do? Like, you don't have to do all three of these things in one day, obviously. That would be too much to ask, but...
got a lot on your plate.
Like up on the third day, you got nothing to do. You got some time to kill if you want to go over to iTunes.
Yeah, you can review and rate the podcast if you're feeling
chipper enough to
do that. You know.
So
I mean, overall, you know, I mean,
and just what we really would like you guys to do is just know that we love you.
I do.
And that, you know, we're gonna get through this.
It's going to get better.
It's going to get better. I
also, thanks, Hattie, for coming up with the tune.
I forgot to mention that before, didn't we?
No, we got it now.
Yeah, thanks to Hattie Fever for writing the theme music.
Thank you, yeah. Anyway, you can follow us also on our Twitter, and it's at Louder and Right.
Right, without the in the middle there.
Oh, yeah, we took out the, we had to change the
at Louder and Right.
The handle. People were getting confused.
And if you have any topic ideas that you'd want
to... Yeah, you can just tweet them our way or email
them
right
to
me.
Tweet right at us.
Do you have my email, guys? Why aren't you answering? It's almost as if this is a recording and I'm waiting now. What's jeffreybernercomedian@gmail.com? If you're really a friend, you know how to spell my name and comedian already.
Yeah.
I guess
that's it, buddy.
Oh.
All right, let's just... You know what, let's go. Just...
All
right, let it out. Let it out. All right, stop letting it out.
Cacao, cacao!
No, that's not even crying. That's not even a sad noise. Continues to not be a sad noise.
It's supposed to be a whale.
Why is it a whale?
That's like...
Why is it supposed to be a whale?
Whales are dying, Jimmy.
That is pretty sad.
Hey, whales. Thanks. Thanks for listening. And, Hey, you'll lose that way. Because you're whales. Country, you're Welsh.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy, anything else you want to... Will you hurry up?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
So thanks, guys. And, hey, you know, you'll, you know.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.
What you should do is you should leave a space for like 10 minutes after we're done, and then have this, what we're recording now, come up.
Perhaps. I've been a dick before with
it. You've never done podcast bloopers? Come on, guys. They're hits. People love them.
The beginning of Vince is it doesn't matter.
It's anyway, like the end of Smokey and the Bandit 2.
It's my impression of Smokey and the Bandit
2. It's good. It's good. All right, it's very spot on. I'll definitely leave that in. Oh, hey, guys.